Tonight, expect the low 64. Thursday, becoming mostly cloudy, high 81.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time now for Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
You're going to move. Start packing. Put this stuff away.
Listen as Anita and her guests give us all the inside information on how to make your property sell fast and at the best price.
First is landscaping. Clean up your yard. Get some color in that front yard, and it will have your home stand out on your block.
Buy at the best price. Get the best mortgage and all things real estate.
You get one chance. The house has to be stellar, and then when they come in person, it's got to smell good.
And now, here's Anita Hiles.
I am definitely back. Welcome to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And we've got a fantastic show for you today. We have Carl Parnell in the house from Homeowners Financial Group.
Thank you.
You give money away.
Well, I sell money. That's what we do.
We like that. When people need to buy homes, they come to you.
That's correct.
To get a loan. So we're going to talk and chat with Carl to see what Homeowners Financial Group has to offer. And we have Jeff back. Jeff Stone King from Brightway Insurance.
Hey, Anita.
The Stone King Agency.
The King.
The King, of course. Right. I'm so glad to have you back.
Yeah, thank you.
He's becoming a regular.
He is a regular. He is our insurance go-to person.
I think you referred to me as the insurance dude once, and now that's my fantasy football team.
I love that. You are the insurance dude. Yes, yes. I love that. And when I get a new dog someday, it's going to be called Dude. I've already decided.
Wait a second now. Is she tying that to me?
No.
What's up, dog, dude? I mean,
yeah, there you go. And we have the one, the only.
Like literally the only.
Yes,
Jim Schmidt.
Jim Schmidt. How are you, Jim?
Happy New Year. It is
Welcome
great to be back. Yeah, I feel like I've been gone for forever.
Yes.
For at least a year.
At least a year.
Almost.
Yes.
And it's not only a happy new year for you, but I understand your status has somehow changed.
Yeah, yes. Something like that. What's that song? The old ball and chain? What is it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. So you're
going to the chapel.
We got the Dixie Cups. Here they come.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes. Ladies, he is off the market.
I'm off the market.
Yep.
Sorry for your luck.
So congratulations.
Yes. The only market you're going to be in is Publix.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
But not Walmart.
And you got a beautiful, beautiful wife.
Thank you so much. I'm a very blessed man for sure.
Yes.
Yep.
And you guys had a good time on your...
Good weather down there in Siesta Key. If you ever want to go down there, visit Tropical Breeze Resort. It is absolutely amazing. 182 steps from the beach. Not that I counted.
I might have to go next week.
It's phenomenal. It's phenomenal. I'm already ready to go back. So
sounds like you've got a discount.
Yeah.
you're promoting him pretty
well. Yeah. I gave him a great review on TripAdvisor. So yeah,
there you go.
Come my way.
Well, it's always good to know. It's always good to know. But as we know, it's a new year, new decade. 2020 and beyond.
Right.
And so I started this new me thing, and I am into day 15, actually technically day 14, because I started actually on the 2nd. My workout routine, eat better, more of a keto. And I'm very competitive in the gym, even though I'm totally out of shape now compared to my cop days. You know, when I was running 10 miles a day and bench pressing and doing all the good stuff you're supposed to. So I still think that I'm that, 30-year-old, and today I am dying.
You're feeling like 90.
Oh, my God. It's like, this is a nightmare.
How many Advils have you taken in the past 15 days?
I start off the morning with 2. That is just to get the motor running. So.
But there's hope from California.
I'll be back.
You're going to be all right.
Exactly. So my New Year's is started with a little bit of pain, but as they say, you got to put in the work,
right?
And there's going to be a little bit of pain involved. So
the pain before the gain.
I guess. But we do have good news. We do have a lot going on in Jacksonville for the new decade. And part of it is, you know, we're expected to hit our 1 million mark in this decade of population. Yes, which doesn't surprise me one bit, because it was just in the paper that it's, in fact, the paper said, move over, Texas. That's right.
Hmm.
Texas, move over, because we are the Sunshine State.
Nice.
And we are the number one moving destination in America. And we were the top five. Now we are number one.
Really?
So we are averaging probably about 35 new people in Jacksonville each day.
35 so, per day.
So we have Carl and Jeff and Jim and myself. We have to capture those 35 people that are landing here. And
yeah,
you figure that's a lot when you think about it. These are people coming from other destinations. You know, it's not so, not even the people that are just moving or bumping up a house. But
right,
you figure a lot of people come, and a lot of times they'll maybe rent for a little bit. Some won't. But still, that is
that's
quite
cool.
An increase.
Number one.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Cool.
Which
and,
great to hear. This is my hometown, and to watch them come in, because I can remember growing up here where we were talking about breaking 250,000.
Yes.
And some over 50 years later, here we are. So it's a great place to be.
Yeah.
It is. It is. And so they're expecting that to happen in this decade, that we reach the 1 million mark. And so let's talk about some new businesses coming, because I always love to talk about that, because it's always it amazes me when we get like Amazon and Wayfair, and we're getting these big, huge corporations, which means jobs in our community. And I'm always grateful for that. I'm sure everybody is. And Wayfair hired their first 45 workers.
Ooh.
So they should be happy. I mean, they're going to be the ones that are going to be setting the mark here.
Mm-hmm.
And they're on their way to their 250, which is what they plan on hiring. And they're going to be at the at Cecil,
okay,
over 100,000 square foot building. I've talked about this before, and apparently they're ready to open here in the next couple of months. So that's going to be positive news, because I love Wayfair, and Wayfair loves me. So
send you a Christmas card.
Yeah, they did.
She's on the list.
I am definitely on their list, let me tell you. So it's going to be nice that they're local, and maybe I don't have to wait 4 days for my product, right? So that is awesome. And
who else is coming?
Well, we got Amazon coming. It was going to council. I can't imagine. Well, it did go to council, I think, on the 4th, and I'm sure it went through. And that's going to be down in Orange Park.
Okay.
Orange Park area.
Right, right.
Now, the five people to watch, of course, I'm only going to talk about a couple of them. The five people to watch in 2020. I see a new mayor probably in town.
Yeah, he was talking about that.
Since
yeah,
the current one is going to be term limited.
Yes. Yes. And or maybe has to leave early. We don't know. But having said that, we always hope that that won't be the case. But I am predicting that we might see Daniel Davis here in this new decade. And the other person to watch is Alex Savakis. I love Alex. I love JWB Real Estate Capital. He is the president. He's one of four owners. And he is definitely making a difference, not only downtown, but he is making a difference in Jacksonville. And he is Mr. Downtown. And we're going to watch his new community going up there, his apartments going up downtown. And they're made out of the shipping containers.
Yep.
So all of that is exciting. We've got some good stuff coming up this decade. When we come back, we're going to talk more about money in real estate and insurance.
And get ready, guys.
How to protect our number one asset, our home. And you're listening to Anita Hiles on Rapid Fire Real Estate.
Anita will be right back. If you want to call in, be part of the conversation, 831-0600.
Are you stressed about buying or selling your home? You don't need to be. I'm Betty Layton, and I'm an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent for Realty Executives Oceanside Jacks. I am immersed every day in all aspects of the buying or selling process, and I'll be there for you every step of the way. I know buying or selling your home is a big decision, and I will ensure it's the right decision. Give me a call at 904-838-8743. That's 904-838-8743. And if you respond to this ad, you will receive a free pre-listing inspection.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now, 268-8211, or visit us online at gohomepro.com.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years' experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
Congratulations! You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand, RealtyExecutives.com.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not go right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 3503 Kernan Boulevard South, on the corner of Beach and Kernan. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And welcome back. We have fun for you this hour, so do not touch that dial.
Is it still a dial?
Is it still a dial?
It's like a touch screen.
It's a button, or it's Siri, or it's Alexa. Or it's,
you just tell it to change.
But some people still like the dial.
Yeah. Yes. Do not... move.
Yes.
But, you know, we were talking during break, we were talking about, you know, what the next decade has to offer. And we were talking about shopping malls because I think they're going to be obsolete and maybe have places where JCPenney will have a small boutique or Dillard's where you can go try on clothes or, like you guys said, stand in front of a mirror and it just will.
Yeah,
a large put it on
you look like. Oversized yeah. screen where it just puts it on there because we were talking about Warby Parker already does that with glasses, so why can't they do it with clothes?
Yes, yeah you're right. Yeah. So it's going to be interesting because one of the things in the paper mentions that, you know, how many are these going to be closing? And so it's going to be interesting, but I think it's full circle. It's like you mentioned, it might come back.
Yeah, I just think it will be environmentally, someone will come up and say instead of having all the blacktop in the individual buildings, put it back in, solar panels on the top, and go back to the malls and call it something new and fancy environmental. Yeah.
Right.
You never know.
Yep. So. Or, you know, it'll be all digital or who knows.
I'm old enough back when we have the town center now, and we talk about it, but Jacksonville Hemming Park used to be town center where you could go to Penny's, Maycoin's, Ivy's, all the different shops. And when you would go back to school when you were a kid, your parents took you downtown. That's where you shopped, got your school clothes for the next year.
It was all together there.
They were all in the same place, all walking distance.
I remember the Sears was right on the riverfront.
I wasn't born yet.
Yeah, I was saying, I didn't realize they were that old.
I kind of like it. I'm feeling young right now. I like it.
No, you were just closer to Macy's in L.A.
That's exactly it. That's true. But, so it's going to be interesting. This decade is going to be interesting as we go along and and experience it. It's going to be fun. Yeah. It's
how far we've come, because we remember the Y2K 20 years ago. Can you imagine that scare?
Mm-hmm.
Y2K has been 20 years ago. It's just like you blink and it's already gone. You know?
I know.
It's amazing.
I know. And, you know, and our parents used to tell us that as you get older, it goes by quicker. And it's absolutely the truth.
Yeah. Exactly. Nothing farther from the truth, for sure.
Yes. Exactly.
But you just don't want to be that old guy with all the stories, but that's me half the time anyway.
Well, we love it, Carl. We absolutely love it. So tell us about your company and what makes you guys a little different.
Well, we're Homeowners Financial Group. We're a fairly young company. We're about 15 years old, based out of Scottsdale, Arizona, created by four loan officers that became frustrated with the banking scene back in 2004. And decided they wanted to create their own company. And now we've grown from Scottsdale all the way over the East Coast. So we're in right now 35 states, and we run about 262 different products. And what makes us unique, most of the time when you go to the bank or credit union, they have one set of products to offer you. We can do that, direct lending. We can correspond. So I actually could sell you a Chase loan if you want it, and I'm not a Chase banker. Or Wells Fargo or any of the other big names out there. Also, we can broker, where we have those people have those niche products that may not fit for everyone, but a small select group of the population. So we can broker loans out as well. So we cover all the channels, which is very different from most places. They have one set of business interests they go after. We go after it all. And I'm licensed to do it all here in the state of Florida.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and awesome stuff.
I am sure that our company does business with your company, because Realty Executives is our main office is in Phoenix, and we dominate the real estate world.
Indeed.
Yeah, in Arizona.
Yes, come up very, there was a lot of people in my corporate office was very glad that you and I were going to be sitting and talking today, because they know your people in Arizona.
Yeah, absolutely. So. Yeah, a lot of people don't realize that Realty Executives is actually a very large company and huge on the West Coast, and it's throughout the U.S. and also international. And we have over 24 offices here just in Florida alone.
But unlike the big brands, you have personalized service. So you feel very local,
exactly.
Very small.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we try to go after. We don't want to be the biggest brand in the world. We just want to be the best customer service.
I just don't want to have a bunch of numbers.
Yeah.
I want to have, you know, a good small office that has quality people that deliver quality service. Right. And like you guys, I think that's important.
Well, real estate's personal. So
yeah,
it's a
certainly
relationship
is.
Business.
Absolutely, so. It is. Definitely. And Jeff, tell us.
Yes, ma'am.
Tell us about what's going on with residential insurance. Anything new for the new year?
Well, you know, with insurance, it's always changing. We're actually seeing some changes in guidelines with some different companies. There was a company that in October, the state actually shut down on homeowners insurance. And there were about 90,000 homeowners policies that were canceled in about 30 days. So it was a crazy time for us getting new customers to new carriers and things like that. Fortunately, it didn't affect our office that much. But
the guidelines had changed, right? And so there were some companies that weren't doing it anymore.
Well, no, this was more of a situation where there was a company that had very good financials and had a great policy to where it was a very broad policy with paying claims and things like that. They came into the market and frankly tried to buy the market a little bit. Maybe their rates were a little bit low. And then they were really focused down in Orlando, but there was a lot of claims down there, and ended up got them in financial trouble. And so the state basically shut them down. And again, it was about 90,000 policies in the state of Florida that basically had to be moved to someplace else within 30 days. And
I think that was me. I think I had to.
Them?
I think so, because my new home that I purchased, okay. They told me that I needed to pick a new carrier.
Yeah. That's probably.
And so I was like, quickly, you know, jumping through the hoops, because it's like, no, I need to be insured and I need to get this done. So I got mine done right away.
Yeah. And so because of that, the state and all the companies in Florida, probably 98% of them are accredited with the state of Florida, to where the state audits their financials every year, requires that they get reinsurance to where they can buy insurance to where when a hurricane hits, they can pay their claims and things like that. And so the state's kind of reevaluating some things, and some of the rating services are reevaluating, and we've seen some companies change some guidelines. So it may be that you have a 15-year roof, but now then they're changing it to where they'll only take a 10-year roof and some things. So we're seeing some things tighten up a little bit, and I think that's probably the biggest change that we're going to see in the industry in the next year or so.
Well,
yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, I don't even know if it's awesome, because, I mean, it's going to put some people in some tight situations. The one really nice thing about Brightway is that we're a very unique company in the fact that we write with more insurance carriers than anybody else. So when that does happen.
Yeah, so you're on top of stuff.
Yeah, yes.
I mean, I'm sure your company in a whole is very good, yeah. But working with you, I think, is where it counts.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. So, you've got a great reputation in this town. Hence is why I have you come on. So, you know, yeah. I mean, you're a good dude, so.
Props to the king.
Props to the king. The dude again.
He's the dude.
He is the man. Insurance dude. And we always appreciate when you come in and tell us what's new. And, you know, it's never too soon to ever talk about, you know, the H word, hurricane, and getting, making sure that insurance is up to where it needs to be and stuff. Because, you know, we always tend to panic at the last minute.
Right.
And then your phone, I'm sure, is just ringing off the hook with people asking questions and stuff. And so, you know, it's never too soon. I mean, I'd rather do it early, make sure everything is in line, and, find out what is covered, what isn't covered.
Yeah. Look at flood insurance. Flood zones are changing on a regular basis.
They are, and they have.
Mm-hmm. And so people are finding that they're in a higher risk flood zone than what they used to be in. And so this FEMA's come in and doing some updates with that. And you're right. I mean, it's never a bad time. We hear all the time, and people in our industry say it, realtors and mortgage folks will make a comment about somebody not being in a flood zone. And in reality, everybody in Florida is in a flood zone. It just depends on what risk. And even the lower risk, about 25% of all flooding is in the lower risk zones. So,
it's interesting stat. Yeah,
you want flood insurance and you want sideways rain.
Wind-driven rain. That's right.
Is that what it's called? Wind-driven rain.
Yes.
Yeah, because if you don't have wind-driven rain and you have wind and rain and it happens to come into your home and cause damage, it will not be covered.
Yeah. With some carriers. That's totally right.
It's crazy. Yeah.
Well, Jeff, isn't it true that if you're not classified in a flood zone, isn't it cheaper to have that extra protection than waiting until the maps change and you're in a flood zone?
Yeah, if you're not in that higher risk zone, then yes, you can get a lower premium. And the nice thing with that is if your property ever becomes in a higher risk zone, they don't like the word grandfathering, but basically you are able to keep that lower rate zone as long as that policy stays in force. And it can also be transferred. Yeah, it can also be transferred to a new buyer. So if somebody comes in to buy your home.
Right. And we come across that.
And you're in a higher risk.
You know, I did not know that.
I didn't know about keeping the premium, you know, down when it goes into that zone. That's wild.
Yeah. That is. That's awesome.
Yeah. I had one just last week that it was a savings about $250 a year. And as long as that policy stays in force, they're going to save $250 a year every single year till the policy gets, you know, canceled for some reason.
Sure.
That's very nice.
Wow.
I like that a lot.
That's great info.
Yeah. And where can somebody go to find out where, if their house is in a flood zone or not?
They can call the agent. They can call me. And we can check that 904-538-0411. Or I believe FEMA has a website. You can also just put your address in and check that out.
And I would think COJ.net does too.
I believe so.
They should have something. You can always call Jeff. That's what I would do.
That's right.
I would give him a call and find out if you are. And stay tuned. We got more for you on Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
It's all right here. It's all right.
Yeah.
You still have a little dancing music, but
great.
We'll just continue on here. You got some good stuff coming up.
And they need to call in, right?
That's
they have
right.
some questions on 904-831-0600. That's 831-0600.
You're exactly right. You're a winner on Talk Radio WBOP.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington.
And so with that, I will sign the resolution transmitting the articles of impeachment to the Senate, which will be delivered by our managers.
And so Speaker Nancy Pelosi has signed the two articles of impeachment against President Trump that are being sent across Capitol Hill from the House to the Senate. Trump complained anew of a hoax, even as new details emerged about his political efforts in Ukraine. The move to the Senate takes the case from Pelosi's Democratic-controlled House to the Republican-controlled Senate, where the president's team is mounting a defense aiming for swift acquittal. On Wall Street, the Dow by 91 points, the NASDAQ rose 7, the S&P 500 advanced 6. More details at srnnews.com.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good afternoon, I'm Jerry Lateman. Plans for a $500 million liquefied natural gas export facility in Jacksonville are moving forward. Eagle LNG Partners says it's picked a company to handle construction of that facility to be built along the St. John's River off Zoo Parkway. Eagle LNG says there's a growing market for liquefied gas, especially in the Caribbean, and that Jacksonville's perfectly situated to meet that need. The company already has a presence in Jacksonville with the Maxville LNG facility and the Talleyrand LNG bunker station on Jacksport. Work on the new terminal could start early this summer. Meanwhile, another multi-million dollar project to transform a parking lot near TIAA Bank Field appears to be a step closer. Jaguars president Mark Lampling says the team and the city are on the verge of a deal that would turn Lot J into a neighborhood with homes, a hotel, businesses, and entertainment venues. The price tag could be about $700 million. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
We're seeing some delays because of a crash on I-10 at the westbound ramp from Stockton Street, not too far from downtown. Also, there's another crash on the East Beltway on 295 at the northbound ramp from Gate Parkway. And there's an accident on Butler Boulevard at the eastbound ramp from San Pablo Road, blocking the on-ramp. Partly cloudy tonight, expect the low 64. Thursday becoming mostly cloudy, high 81.
Tax problems can be extremely stressful and cause financial devastation. The tax attorneys at J. David Tax Law are right here in Jacksonville to be your personal advocate and resolve your IRS or state sales tax issues. J. David Tax Law focuses on your needs and case outcomes. Don't be fooled by out-of-town tax companies that focus only on signing you up without even working with an attorney. At J. David Tax Law, only highly experienced tax attorneys will represent you. If you have federal or state sales tax debt, payroll taxes, bank levies, wage garnishments, tax liens, or unfiled returns, have a sit-down with J. David Tax Law and get the help you need. Never trust your tax situation to anyone you can't walk in and look in the eye. Call J. David Tax Law for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777. Or go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or a phone call away.
As an investor, what do you get from a discount broker or mutual fund? Not much. But if you're seeking planning, financial architecture, direction, and personal interaction, we're a fee-based, independent, credentialed financial advisor. We're Capital Dimensions Wealth Management, a 15-year-old Jacksonville-based firm that performs in-depth analysis and then on-site interviews with companies globally before investing our clients' money. If we can help you in your quest for financial independence, contact us at 730-3877 or drop by our office on University Boulevard. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or rapidfirerealestate.com. And we have Jeff Stoneking in the house from Brightway Insurance, the insurance dude. And we have Carl Parnell from Homeowners Financial Group. And we have my co-host always, Jim Schmidt.
Good to see everybody.
Jim on sound effects.
Yes, yes, exactly. Yes.
There's that guy on Police Academy movies way back in the day. Remember he did all those?
Yes.
Yeah, that was a cool
Winslow
movie.
Yeah.
What was his name?
Michael Winslow.
Oh, Michael okay. Winslow. That's right.
Wow. That was great.
I don't know where that came from.
Yeah, yeah. He did all the God. Awesome sound effects.
He did
Mahoney.
Some good stuff.
We're reaching way, way, way back. Aren't we?
Woo! Yeah. Yes.
Probably a different police academy than the one you went to.
Yeah, kind of. Just a little bit. But Carl, tell us what's new with VA.
Well, there's some great things that have occurred with VA lending this year. Congress signed a continuing resolution, and there were some things buried in there that the public really didn't notice, but we in the mortgage industry did, is that VA limits now, there is not one. You can go up as high, sky high as you want for a VA loan, 100% financing guaranteed. Secondly, what they've also done is changed a little bit of the funding fee. They went up a smidgen. You've got now the first time use is 2.3% of the purchase price, and additional if you've used your VA before, it'll be 3.6. That's a point to make here. I've talked to a lot of veterans, and they use the phrase, I'm going to save my VA eligibility for that special home. Well, as long as you have VA eligibility, you can reuse it. Buy a house, sell it, reuse it again. A lot of veterans do not think about that. And then also, if you're a disabled vet, they waive those funding fees. And if you're a Purple Heart recipient, this is one of the newest things that's occurred this year, is if you're a Purple Heart recipient, they waive that funding fee. So it's very cost effective. If you want to buy those larger, more expensive homes, instead of when we were restricted last year to a maximum loan limit, now there is not one. So it'll help a lot of customers that want to buy in that higher price range.
So a VA, a vet can go and purchase mm-hmm. a $700,000 home using his VA eligibility.
That's correct. So there's no sky's the limit. Let's go out and get those officers or those
it's about
retirees.
Time.
Yeah.
They I think deserve that's it. Great.
Yeah. I mean, these are the people in our community that write a check with their lives. Not everyone is willing to do that. So they deserve the benefits, I do believe.
Yeah. Now, if my son goes and tries to buy a $700,000 home from you, give me a call.
Red flag that one.
Yes, well, red flag that.
So you want your own room. Is that what you're trying to say?
Exactly. I want my little casita in the back. Okay. But, we get a lot of officers that can definitely afford, and before they were not able to use their VA eligibility because...
Well, they would have to have a down payment in the old days. So you could buy a higher price home, but the difference from the old loan limits and the purchase price, they divided that by four, and the vet had to pay 25% of that. So you had a lot of officers that were buying at those more expensive homes that had to pay a down payment. Well, now everyone is 100% financing on VA. So it's a great opportunity.
But most likely people at the higher price point are going to put down a down payment. That's usually.
Sometimes they will, but it's not necessary any longer.
No, which is great.
Yeah, so that helps out a lot of veterans on that. So, and that's something we do, and we specialize here. We do quite a bit of veterans here in this community, and rightfully so. Like I said, I believe they deserve it.
And how about anything new with FHA?
Well, FHA, we have new loan limits that came out this past year. So now you can buy a 3.5% down loan at 373,750 is a loan amount you can get. So you can buy a home that's almost 375,000 with 3.5% down, and then you can finance it for up to 30 years. So it's a great
opportunity.
That's
great.
Yeah. And that's what, about a 30,000 increase or so, plus or minus?
About 31,500.
Yeah. Which is pretty huge. I mean, that's a big jump.
Well, what it says is, what they do is they look at the average price for home in our community, and we're a growing community.
Yeah.
So the price points are moving up. So you have those folks out there that are renting, and they're always concerned, well, I'll wait to next year. Well, next year it always gets more expensive. Mm-hmm. And rates have been pretty good. But think about what your rent. So if you're out there listening now and you're a renter and you're paying $1,000 a month, you're putting into someone else's pocket, your landlord, $12,000 a year instead of buying your home yourself and putting that back into your own pocket in the form of equity and build wealth. It's really still the number one way to build wealth. People look at gold, stock markets, but real estate is the way to go.
Coins. The key is real estate, really is.
Mm-hmm.
Carl, is it still to where you can... the seller can pay the closing cost as well, and
yes, that is true.
Gifts and things like that, to where somebody for FHA that somebody can truly get in with just that 3.5%.
That is definitely true, and the 3.5% does not have to be your own money. If you have a family member that's willing to give you that money, then you can
gift it.
It's called a gift. So you would do that. We'd have to document it through a letter and documentation from the donor that they had the money to give in the first place. Usually it's in the form of bank statements. So we would do that. And then as a real estate agent, you've probably had the offer where that comes in that the seller wants to contribute to the buyer's closing costs. So that opportunity exists as well. The different loan products have a different amount you can do, like VA is 4%, but FHA is 6% of the purchase price towards closing costs. So that's a lot of money to have coming your way and be able to purchase a home with the help of your community and with the seller. And not to count some of the first-time homebuyer programs that the state of Florida and the city of Jacksonville has.
Now,
as well.
Do you guys do any bond loans?
Oh, yes, we do. I am actually been working with the bond loans for about 27 years, and I'm a member of the Loan Advisory Board. So there's only about two or three of us here in town that the state comes to and asks for information and feedback on how their product's working, how to improve it. So right now they're offering several different options. There's $7,500. There's $10,000. There's 3% or 4% of the purchase price that you can obtain from the state of Florida to purchase your first home. So the old adage that you need 20% and you've got to have a lot of money in the bank or super good credit, it's really not the case. So if you're renting, think about it. You need to try it out and see if you qualify. And with my company, it just takes your time. There is no cost to qualify. Where some other lenders out there may charge a qualification fee, we do not. So it's a great opportunity to get into the market.
That's a good point, because I always encourage our listeners to, if you're even thinking about it or you're not even sure, come in and let us take a look, because some people will be surprised if they actually qualify for a home. You know, a lot of times they just don't think about it, and then here they're paying rent, they're kind of getting tired of it. And
the greatest thing I like to see is the eyes of the borrower when they do qualify and they're paying, you know, $1,100 a month in rent, and they come to me and for the same square footage and same house they can save $300 or $400 a month.
Yeah.
Then they get angry. What is my landlord doing to me? So they're making a profit. It's, you know, it's still a capitalist society, so they're making some money. But it really turns people's heads, and suddenly there's a wave through their work, their family. And so it's a great joy to help people change their lives for a positive, to make them a homeowner. So I enjoy it.
Yeah, and I always try to encourage those first-time homebuyers, you know, don't max out what you qualify for. You know, try to be a little more conservative. Mm-hmm. It's your first house. You're going to bump up in a few years. You know, do something that you can afford, be comfortable with, that you can live in for maybe two to five years, and then keep it.
Sure.
And bump up to another home.
And that's what I'm seeing. But what I'm also noticing is after, you remember the financial crisis of about a decade ago, what I've noticed is that there is the young people coming in, they've learned the lesson. So they're saying, well, I can afford this, but I want a payment that's this.
Just in case, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so it's nice to see. It's almost like talking
to a
depressionary survivor.
Yeah, until you show them at that price point what it is.
Yeah, sometimes they have to bump that up. But if they come in with that, instead of in the 90s and the 2000s, give me as much as I can get.
Exactly.
Now, let me get comfortable and get a payment that I can really handle. So it's a great thing. Uh-huh.
Yeah. I think a lot of people listened and a lot of people were watching and seeing maybe perhaps what their parents went through
right. And
whatnot. And so they are being conservative, and it's the right way to do it.
Yeah.
It's the right way to do it.
I just think it's almost like talking, if you've ever talked to grandparents before that lived through the Depression.
Sure.
It's some of these millennials coming out are so worried about finance. It's almost like they've gone through the same thing three generations ago went through. So it's interesting.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. And we're going to continue to, I think it's going to be a good decade. It really is.
So.
We just got to continue to move forward. And we've got a lot of things happening here in Jacksonville. Number one destination to live in America. And you can't beat that.
Jaguars going to be great next year.
We got Minshew.
Yeah, we got Minshew. Whatever. Power.
Yeah. You guys need to follow him on Instagram. And he's on this tour across country. Yeah. And It's pretty amazing on Instagram. It's kind of funny.
It's very cool.
I love him.
Well, he was flying with the Thunderbird, so it was.
I saw that. Yeah, I love it. Then he had his cowboy boots on in Texas, so he is something else. But you're listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles on WBOB. And if you have any questions, give us a call at 904-831-0600. That's 831-0600.
And I guess you're going to have some hot listings coming up.
I can, yes.
Yeah, would that be all right?
Yes.
All right, so that's all ahead right here on Rapid Fire Real Estate.
Are you stressed about buying or selling your home? You don't need to be. I'm Betty Layton, and I'm an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent for Realty Executives Oceanside Jacks. I am immersed every day in all aspects of the buying or selling process, and I'll be there for you every step of the way. I know buying or selling your home is a big decision, and I will ensure it's the right decision. Give me a call at 904-838-8743. That's 904-838-8743. And if you respond to this ad, you will receive a free pre-listing inspection.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now 268-8211 or visit us online at gohomepro.com.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not go right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 3503 Kernan Boulevard South, on the corner of Beach and Kernan. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
Congratulations! You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And we have Jeff Stonekeen from Brightway Insurance, and we have Carl Parnell.
Not Parcells.
I want to make him a football coach.
I'm not that good at football, but I am great at mortgages, though.
That's all we need you to be good at.
And he stayed at the Holiday Inn.
With Homeowners Financial Group. I love it. And Jeff, tell us about WinMitz and what's going on with WinMitz.
Well, I think we were talking during the break just about homeowners insurance in general and how people can maybe save some money, because the market is tightening up. As I mentioned earlier, people are seeing some rate changes and rates going up. And the one thing that I would say that I see over and over again is that most people have their insurance part of their escrow account and it just sits there. And so every year their rate may go up $50, that might go up $75, it might go up $100, and they don't really pay a lot of attention to it. And then 6-7 years from now, or from when they bought the home, that their insurance is almost doubled from what they started out before. And I would say that, you know, highly recommend people shop their insurance every few years.
I agree.
One nice thing with our company is because we do have so many options, our service center, our corporate office, actually analyzes customers' policies every single year when they come up for renewal. And we get notified as agents when somebody gets a large rate increase so that we can reshop them. The other thing, and talking about the wind mitigations, is that when somebody gets a new roof, most roofers will provide what's called a wind mitigation report. If not, there's inspectors out there that'll do it for $50 to $100. And that verifies that the roof meets current building code. And the roof's probably one of the biggest factors on your insurance premium. And so I've seen customers come into my office to get a quote, and they're paying $3,000 a year for a property that's close to the ocean. And I can keep them with the same exact company and the same exact coverages and drop that premium sometimes down to like $2,000, save them $1,000 a year just by getting this $50 report. And it's usually not that big of a jump, but quite often a wind mitigation report can save $200 to $400 a year for somebody.
Right.
Well, in my business, it can make or break someone getting a mortgage. I've had customers come in and their debt to income is too high. Get them to your company. They find a lower option and introduce 4 points and wind mitigation, lowered the premium, lowers the payment, and the customer qualifies.
It definitely does.
Mm-hmm. And I will mention that somebody, if a home's like 2003 and newer, it will already meet all the Florida building codes. So typically you're not going to need a wind mitigation, but those older homes, it's definitely good savings.
And Carl, how would you like to close out?
Well, I just wanted to let you know that I'm here. If one of the things I need to do for legal reasons, my company's NMLS number is 93718, and my license number is 221959. But this is Carl Parnell with Homeowners Financial, and call me. I can find a way to get you in a home. And if not, we do have ability to work on your credit. That's another thing that customers run into. So we have in-house credit restructuring and repair, so we can help.
And what's your phone number there for the guest, Carl?
904-476-5236. And I'm with Carl Parnell with Homeowners Financial Group.
And I will have both of your informations on my Facebook page, Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. So if you guys haven't liked it yet, please do. And I'm up to 10,000, almost 700 followers on my Rapid Fire Real Estate page.
I am
proud of that. And I will have your information. So our people that are out driving home can go to my Facebook page and get your information if they're out driving around and can't write it down. But I appreciate you guys being here.
It was a lot of fun.
Thank you for that. Yeah.
Good job, guys.
And Jim's married.
And
you're married.
Yeah, I'm just basking. I'm glowing over here. Just,
I know you're glowing. You know,
just wondering what she's making for dinner, if the floors are being mopped, you know, all that typical stuff. Oh, wait a second.
Snap.
It's the me movement, right? I forgot.
Yeah.
He's wake changed up. His name to Fred Flintstone.
Yes. It's like, wake up.
Man.
So I think I'm actually doing some laundry and a bunch of things when I get home tonight anyways.
Out in the doghouse.
Yes.
We know who the boss is there now.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hot. I've got some great hot properties for you. So listen up. You do not want to miss this. For $124,000. That's right. You heard me. Correct me. $124,000. I've got a great condo, a two-story condo at 9361 Craven Road. And that is the zip code of 32257. It's right off of Bay Meadows, just west of Phillips Highway. Mm-hmm. It's in a great little area.
Two-story, too. Cool.
Mm-hmm. It is 1,390 square feet.
And what was that asking price again?
$124,000.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
So you don't want to miss out on that for sure.
Heck yeah.
And Betty has got, that's right, my top producer, Betty Layton.
Hey, Betty.
She is a rock star. We love her to death. She's got a new listing in Red Hawk, which is located at Beach and Kernan. And
is that the one with that metal roof? I think it was.
Yeah.
It's awesome looking property.
I'm not sure if it has metal roof, but it's at 2564 Alexa Circle, and that is the 32246 zip code. Right there at Red Hawk. It's a gated community. It's got great amenities. It is by the builder, Lennar. It's got a bonus room upstairs. So all your main living is on the first floor. It's a 4-bedroom, 3-bathroom. You cannot miss this. This is great. It's $385,000. Please check it out. And, of course, I have my Tamaya listing It's $449,500. We will be having an open house Thursday and Friday from 3:30 to 5:30. So if you're out and about, please drop by.
And tomorrow, you say Thursday?
That's right.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's open every Thursday and Friday, and usually Saturday, but we're not sure if we're going to actually have it open this Saturday. That's starting January 16th, tomorrow, from 3:30 to 5:30 at 3145 Brett Unger. Now, the gate is open during the day, so that way you can go in and view the open house. If you're thinking of new construction, you definitely want to go and take a look at this pre-owned home, because I don't think they ever put pictures on the wall. They lived in it for a very short time, and they actually bought a bigger home in Tamiya. So they didn't leave. It's a, you talk about a great community. Oh my God, if you haven't seen it, give me a call at 904-290-1552. That's 290-1552. I will give you a personal tour of that clubhouse. The gym in there is amazing. They even have an outdoor yoga area. It is just a wonderful place to live. They even have food truck night. They have all kinds of activities for kids and for the adults. It's a great place to live. It is located between the city and the sea at Tamiya. And we've got one that is below market value. They dropped the price $40,000. The seller wants this home gone because he is relocating and doesn't want to worry about it. This is in Riverside. It's a 5-bedroom, 4-bathroom, 3,000, almost 700 square feet for only $549,000. They did many upgrades. It is a beautiful home in Riverside. You do not want to miss this house. Give me a call. The seller is extremely motivated. It was built in 1913. It is, you can walk to Five Points Memorial Park and the river. It's this is a grand historic home, and it has been just nicely restored. So 12-foot ceilings. It is truly a nice home. And it's waiting for someone to...
We need it. Do you have an address on that?
To continue the love. It is at 2342 Park Street.
Oh, no.
Park Street. Yeah. And the zip code
is... It's a solid building.
32204.
Look how long it's been around.
Yeah.
That's right. It's not going anywhere. It's a gorgeous home. And don't forget the open house at Tamiya Thursday and Friday from 3:30 to 5:30. And... I have one of my great agents will be working it. We would like to sell that. And we got Red Hawk. So just great, great homes. Of course, we have
and
a
many,
list.
Many more. Yeah.
We do. We have so many more.
We'll just add to your Riverside listing. A few years ago, it was rated the number one neighborhood in the country to live in, historic neighborhood.
Yes.
So Riverside is a great place.
It is. Yeah. Great restaurants. It is definitely a great place to hang out. And I believe, didn't they just open a new non-alcoholic bar out there?
Yes, they did.
I want to check that out.
I don't.
Yeah, what's the point of that? What's the point of that?
You know.
I'll drive by.
I just want to know if they have a bouncer, because, you know, you don't need it if there's no alcohol.
But that's right.
He's a non-alcoholic bouncer.
Yes, yes. But I bet the drinks taste amazing.
Probably do, but it's a great area. I grew up there, so it's a great place.
It is.
That sounds like a good idea, actually, a very good safety idea, doesn't
it?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And thank you so much, each and every one of you, for tuning in to Rapid Fire Real Estate. I appreciate you and looking forward to being with you next week with my good friend, AJ.
All right. Well, I'm glad to be here. Jim, congratulations
once again.
Yeah. Thanks, guys, for coming in.
Gentlemen.
It's going to be hard to top.
It's a lot of fun. Thank you.
It's going to be hard to top this roundtable, but Anita will be back next week. See you then.